KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is a very special episode of The Big Something. I'm Jake Brownell. With 2015 coming to an end, what better time than now to look back at some of our favorite things from the year that just passed. For this episode of The Big Something, I sat down with KRCC Program Director Jeff Beery and Music Director Vicky Greger to talk about some of their favorite music from 2015. The show's an hour long and it's full of music, so if you miss a stretch or if you just want to follow along as we count down Vicky and Jeff's top 10 albums and songs of 2015, head to krcc.org where you can see the full list and links to where you can find the music. Enjoy the show. So I'm here in the studio with Jeff Beery and Vicky Greger, our two, you're not our longest DJs here, are you?
Close.
Yeah, no, I think we are actually.
Yeah.
Actively playing music.
We go back.
And so we've brought you into the studio here today to talk about your favorite music from 2015. I know you both spend a lot of time looking through music. Vicky, music director here, getting CDs constantly. So just before we get started, if you had to kind of characterize this whole year in music, one word, hardest question I'm going to ask you today.
Wow.
It was a tough one.
I would say unexpected pleasures and then a real good one that I was praying for.
I would say some areas of disappointment, but then I'm cynical that way.
All right, well, let's just jump right into it. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and so we're going to be doing the top 10 songs from both of you. And let's get started with you, Vicky. Number 10, top 10 songs from 2015.
Well, I picked this song because I knew it in its other incarnation, and when I heard what this band did to it, it blew my mind. It's The Haunted Wind Chimes and Bound to Break.
All right, let's take a listen. Beautiful.
It is incredibly beautiful. And as this song builds, they get louder and louder, more menacing, and the hair stands right up on your arm.
Yeah, and this is a local band, Haunted Wind Chimes.
Our very own Haunted Wind Chimes, straight out of Pueblo, actually, on the Blank Tape Records, that whole consortium.
It's a cooperative.
Consortium is what I meant
it's
to say.
It's a musical cooperative, these kids. You can't go wrong with Blank Tape.
And so what's the name of this record that this came from?
This is from a thing called Live Chimes Volume 1, and that's one of the spectacular moments for me, hearing everyone come together, because that was a Ghost of Mike Clark song, a little more stripped down. When they all come in, all of them singing and wailing, it really truly is an example of why that band has launched and built a national career. Eternium sky. Spinning overhead, send a chill through your
bones. It's like looking into the devil's eyes. And so, number 10 for you, Jeff, another local musician.
Local musician Chuck Snow. Chuck's been around forever, and the song is called Bad Habits.
All right, let's take a listen. All night, got the feeling she'll be mine. When a force says, son, that's my wife, you better let that feeling die. Yeah, red lights flashing in legal fashion, chasing whiskey cannonballs. Where you find out, son, when they lock you down, then one size don't fit all. Grass always look greener down by the graveyard. It's just me and my bad habits. And tonight we all die.
You know what I like about that CD? It's actually an EP. It is 100% Chuck Snow. Everything, all the musicians, everybody playing on that is Chuck. The artwork on the CD is Chuck design. The recording, he recorded this with GarageBand in his living room. And it's all him. It's like Chuck has come around and he's just kind of given the finger to everybody and said, I'm going to do this on my own. And it's fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Those guitars are amazing. And for him to just lay down three or four different tracks of such specifically different guitars that really make you want to play air guitar. Best song Steve Earle never wrote.
There you go.
That's quite a compliment.
Chuck. Yeah. My bad habits and we're riding hard tonight.
Now let's move on to number 9. Vicky, this one is you. Back to you.
Oh, now we're talking about the Great Lakes Swimmers and Shaking All Over. And I'll tell you what, the Great Lakes Swimmers, just one of those really solid, and I hate to put this term on it, but when you think of Indie-cana, you know, Indie Americana, but this song is just amazing. It's from A Forest of Arms, and this song actually makes me think of my daughter because we've sung it a lot together.
All right, let's take a listen.
Maybe I was missing something initially, or maybe eventually it'll all make sense. Snakes against angels and stairways to heaven. I'm shaking all over and I can't control it. Did you think it was easy and really fall into it? I wonder if you're seeing beyond the lip service. I try to accept that it's hard enough. I'm telling you it's rough. Every day could be your last. Good and dark.
Beautiful. The lead singer's almost got kind of a Paul Simon sound to his voice.
I've never noticed that, but you're right. Tony Decker, he delivers that voice, makes the band in a lot of ways, but just a very solid, solid record.
And we had them here at Meadowgrass a couple of years, 3 years back.
And they're very nice people,
fun
too.
Fun band to watch.
That counts with me. Very nice people.
That does count. Counts a lot.
They spend a lot of time traveling the United States. They're not afraid to play a little venue. And I saw them actually at Kinfolks in Manitou. And the show they did there was as powerful as the show they did at Meadowgrass in front of, you know, 2,000
That's why
people.
We got them to Meadowgrass, because you saw them there and said...
And said, oh my gosh, yeah, this band's great. You've got to appreciate a band that just shows up wherever the gig is. And they've played together for a long time. You can hear it.
Yeah.
Just something very easy and sweeping about the music that they make.
All right, Jeff, number 9.
Number 9, my 9th favorite song of 2015.
Yep.
J.D. McPherson's It's All Over But the Shouting. And what I like about this is that he's keeping rockabilly alive, and it's a great musical mix of country and blues and dance, and I think it's a great tune. So there you go. I mean, there's a song. It's kind of a breakup song, but it kind of makes you want to grab your partner and do a little swing dancing, doesn't it? do a little
a swing dance to the end.
Yeah, right.
It's nice. No, it does bring back that wonderful rockabilly feel and his voice. He's got great players. A good choice on that one, Jeff.
Yeah.
For people who don't know what rockabilly is specifically, how would you characterize the rockabilly sound?
Well, just that, you know, it's this weird sort of melding of alt country and swing dance, and there's this retro feel to it, you know, it's just this great meshing of different genres. I mean, what would you say, Vicky?
I would say the 50s and, you know, great hair and people in poodle skirts and you know, watches.
It's a real scene.
And chains. Yeah,
it's a real
it's
scene,
just, it's
you know?
The early days of rock and roll, right. really, yeah. for me.
So, Vicky, number 8.
Number 8 for me, this is one of those surprises where you open it when it comes in the mail and you're like, huh, who's this? Caravan Palace, Tattoos, Think Old Jazz Vocalists.
Oh, that's fun.
It is a lot of fun. You think electro, swing, jazz. It just all comes together with this amazing DJ production. It's like, where did you people come from?
From France.
Do you know this?
Yeah. They're a French, French group.
Ah, the French.
The French are doing some cool stuff.
It's great.
As we'll see in my list later on.
Think about all the amazing French DJs and singers. We've had the Les Pop compilation, mm-hmm. some of the things that even, you know, Stereo Lab would do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of those unexpected delights that I've played a lot.
And it's about tattoos.
And it's about tattoos.
All right, Jeff, number 8. What's your number 8?
Well, now, this is I had mentioned in the preface to this program that there were some areas of disappointment this year for me. Most of the time, I host the Blue Plate Special. And I got to say that the blues this year was a little disappointing to me. And I think what's happening is a lot of the blues icons are passing away, you know. Johnny Winter passed away this year. B.B. King passed away. These old stalwarts of blues, these guys that made this music genre, aren't around anymore. And what's happening is the new school is sort of just revisiting all the old standards, and they're redoing songs that have been done a million times, you know, and it's really hard to beat the originals, in my opinion. But here's a fellow. This next song is a blues song. And you'll see that this guy can blow a blues harp like no one else. And he's a gentleman as well. So I won't even say who it is. I'll announce it afterwards. But he was one of the few blues artists, I think, that sort of deserved some recognition this past year.
All right, let's take a listen.
So that's Charlie Musselwhite.
Mm-hmm.
He's played with all of the greats, but he's writing his own songs, which impresses me because everybody falls back on these standards and redoes them and reinterprets them. But Charlie's writing his own music, and it's really beautiful. It's really heartfelt blues harp.
I mean, listen to the tenor of the sound of that harmonica.
It's interesting to hear a composed piece on the blues harp, which is something mm-hmm. that, you know, I think you tend to at least I tend to associate the harp with, you know, backup. More of a solo backup. And yeah. But yeah, to hear that, you know, very composed, very intentional. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Vicky, number 7.
You know, these get harder because, you know, you're leading up to the top, but, you know, have to really fuss over every one of these. But boy, what a fun group this is. The Fort Knox Five, a record that was very hard to determine a favorite song. But this one grabbed me, and I have to tell you, it grabbed me because there's a horn line that's incessant. This is Cinco to the Brinco by the Fort Knox Five. Put your hands up, yo. This great collection of musicians, East Coast, bringing so much to the table as far as the party, the beats, you know, some beautiful raps going through it. It's just that kind of record. You know, you throw it on and just watch everybody kind of go off.
It surprises me that we've heard a couple of really sort of heavily produced DJ-driven Caravan Palace and now Fort Knox 5.
I'm deep that way, Joe.
You're deep. You are deep.
I love the way that they, lyrically, they're switching between Spanish and English just like that so seamlessly. It's really cool.
Why it took so long, let me tell you that perfection is a must. Fort Knox 5, yup, mi gente dando brinco. This is for my Latinos and my gringos. From the city to Puerto Rico, all around the road to Cambridge. Yeah, music is the universal language.
All right, Jeff. Number 7. What's your number 7?
So here's my Latin favorite, a group called Bomba Estéreo, Stereo Bomb. They're out of Cartagena, Colombia, and they blew me away when we brought them here a few years back to play the World Music Festival, and they put out another nice new release. And the tune off of this one that I've chosen is called Somos Dos, the group Bomba Estéreo. You know what? I wish I would have, instead of taking German in high school, I would have learned Spanish. What I got out of this tune is heart and love. I can get the corazón, amor. I know those two words, and I know that it's probably a love song, but God, the sounds these guys create is just wonderful.
And you're talking about live performance, having the privilege of being able to bring Bomba Estéreo to the World Music Series. People still stop me and talk about that particular performance.
I think it was, of all the shows that we've done here in Colorado Springs, I think that was my favorite of all.
Mm-hmm.
It was really outstanding.
I imagine there was a lot of dancing in the aisles of
that
one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we've got a lot more music to come after the break. We'll hear number 6 on your best of 2015. This is the Big Something Special Musical Year in Review 2015, here with Jeff Bury and Vicky Greger, and we will be right back.
Silencio se calla la boca y no pide perdón. Y cuando el alma se siente completa y te da la razón. Cuando tu cuerpo está conectado a tu corazón.
Welcome back to The Big Something. I'm Jake Brownell, and today we're doing a special Big Something musical year in review for 2015, and I'm here with Vicky Greger, music director at KRCC and the host of the Morning Music Mix, as well as Jeff Bury, program director, host of the Blue Plate Special and the Afternoon Music Mix.
Yes,
here at KRCC.
That's me.
Thank you guys for being here.
Oh,
so
it's a pleasure.
We've counted down numbers 10 through 7 on your respective lists of your favorite albums from this past year. And so let's get right back into it with number 6, Vicky.
All right. Well, this one, wow, this song, talk about a powerful song in the year you're living. This is Idris Goodwin, who is a professor at Colorado College, who did a great record called Rhyming While Black. And this song haunted me since the moment I heard it. Get over it.
Enjoyed far too much success to ever even be vexed. And yet, temperatures rising at the sight of this mess. And yes, we progressed by only inches and steps. But still, they bent and lost to keep the people in check. The screen project picks up the brutal hands that's gripped round the neck. No respect for the meek, no regrets do they speak. After they've been caught dealing death, broad day on our streets.
Yeah. Many inches and steps, and we are not finished yet.
Good choice.
You know, in a year that's held much sadness, much misunderstanding, and many, many missteps, that song said it all for me.
Yeah. Well, there's reason to be angry, for sure, about what's going down with the racial injustices in this country. And Idris is... he's providing some really powerful messages, and it's helpful. It's not polarizing and destructive, you know. And I like that about his work.
And we should add too that Idris, in addition to being a really great hip hop artist, he's a professor, like you mentioned. He's a playwright. Mm-hmm. He hosts a show, Critical Karaoke. He does many, many things. And
talented guy,
yeah. And is very good, I think, at using art to address larger social issues.
Needs to be done.
So, Jeff, let's turn to you, number 6.
Number 6, my 6th favorite song and album of this past year would be the Greg Almond double disc recording DVD set. Never got to see the DVD, by the way, Vicky.
I'm getting stink eye here.
Yeah.
I think it's in my other coat pocket.
The good thing about this tune is that it's an original by Greg Almond that's being reinterpreted in a great new way. It's a live recording. It's a Southern rock blues tune called Whipping Post. This version has a great horn section in there, he's bringing new life to his own song. If he'd be bringing life to someone else's song, I probably would have, you know, shrugged it off. But this is a great new version of this song that he wrote. So there you go, Greg Allman. It's a standard, it's a classic tune. It's redone by the man who wrote it. He's injecting a little more life into it, taking it a little further. Some great solos in there too.
And so what is it about this version? Because, you know, they've, I'm sure, released a lot of live versions of this song. What is it about this particular version?
I think it's the horns, the horn section in there. I've never heard it with the horns. Have you?
No, that's kind of, I think what he, not kind of, what he brought to this new live double disc record is he's got a horn section. So he kind of brings in the Memphis to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been really sick. He's come through a huge amount of illness. So when he brings that vocal, that amazing voice of his, to Whipping Post again, it's flavored by a lot of other hardships that maybe 40 years ago
mm-hmm.
hadn't knocked on his door, but they have now.
All right, let's move on to number five, Vicky. Number five.
Well, I have to thank Jeff for this one because, and a lot of us love this record. It's Kurt Vile, Believe I'm Going Down. Kurt Vile always ends up on my best of lists. That talented man, him. But Jeff was circling around it too. But he said, you know what? You're excited.
Yeah,
why don't you take it? And there are several songs on that record. This was a hard one. But I had to take Dust Bunnies because it's just the greatest, jangliest melody ever. My new Lou Reed.
I love that song.
Oh man, Kurt Vile, so talented, so young. A decidedly stripped down record. That one's got a little more to it that way, but his vocals, his lyrics are amazing. Oh, Kurt Vile. And his name's Kurt Vile, right there.
Yeah.
Come on, brownie points.
That's a rock and roll man.
All right, so next up, number five, Jeff.
Number five. This is a song that I live vicariously through. One of my favorite movies of all times is Lost in Translation, Bill Murray's Ventures in Tokyo. And this song sings about a Tokyo. It brings into mind Tokyo and love. What I get from this is that there's this intimacy now that people have with texting and emails, and yet they're so far removed still. And so this song kind of emphasizes that. This song is Death Cab for Cutie, a song called Little Wanderer.
You sent a photo out your window of Tokyo, told me you were doing fine. You said the cherry blossoms were blooming and that I was on your mind. But I couldn't make you out through the glitches. It's how it always seems to go. So we say our goodbyes over messenger as the network overloads. When the network overloads, you're my wonder, little wonder, off across the sea. You're my wonder, little wonder, won't you wander back to me, back to me.
Do you get that, or is it just me? Do you get that there's this digital divide we live in now?
Well, I'm going to comment on this because you're always the guy that says, I don't really listen to lyrics all the time. Or you'll listen to a song in the studio and go, that's what they're saying? That's what they've been saying all this time?
Yeah.
For someone who doesn't listen to lyrics very much, that's pretty lyrical, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's a big message in that song.
So Death Cab for Cutie, they've been around a while. And they're still putting out good music. They've still got a knack for a certain kind of pop indie love song. They do it like nobody else does.
His
voice is wonderful, immediately recognizable. Yeah, a sensitive guy.
And a good album.
Guiding you home to me. You're my wonder, little wonder.
All right, let's move on to number four. We're getting down into the bottom half of the top 10, or the top half, however you want to phrase that. But we're getting into the home stretch here. So number four, Vicky.
Well, because I will love them to the day I die. It's like lullaby music to me. This is Low from Ones and Sixes, and Mimi Parker with one of her classic incredible vocals, The Innocents. The loudest, softest band ever there was. And listen to her and Alan Sparhawk, the way they sing together and support each other. And
this band appeals to my sad bastard nature.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, it's good sad bastard music.
You know, they just have been together for so long. Their career spans.
Husband and wife.
Oh my gosh, I think we're approaching 25, 30 years, starting, you know, in a more punk kind of venue.
You know them, they're Minnesotans.
I do, yeah, Duluth. And they, you know, they're one of these bands, I kind of think of like Yola Tango in the same vein, where they've been around for a long time, making records pretty much throughout, and they have a sound, and even when they're switching it up, like this one with the...
Yeah.
More digital production and some more kind of almost industrial sounds and stuff, but it still feels quintessentially like Low.
That was the universe and the stars coming together to put Alan and Mimi together to make that sound. So I'll always pick Low. If they've got a record, it's going on my list.
All right, Jeff, number four.
So my fourth favorite song album of the year is a French group. A French DJ, actually. Saint Germain is the stage name for a guy named Ludovic Navarre. And he's put out a couple three albums now. And he does this wonderful thing where he brings the old and the new. He brings the you know, Eastern sounds with Western sounds, and he combines them all together, and he creates these wonderful ambient, these rich global sounds. I mean, it's global music in the true sense of the word. This guy is taking different genres, mixing them together, and what he does on this tune is he brings in African Mali instruments, Malian instruments, along with a sample of a Lightning Hopkins vocal, and he puts in some DJ techno beats underneath it and pulls it all together, and it's beautiful. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And it's blues. It's like this new direction that blues is going in. You'll hear it. I mean, it's beautiful. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
So the artist Saint Germain song.
Saint Germain.
Real blues.
Real blues.
Here we go.
After which you please, ma'am, come back home. After which you please, ma'am, come back home.
I think it's incredible. You know, it's the same kind of thing that Moby was doing. Moby's done it, and the Verve remixed projects have done this, taking these old vinyl vault recordings and mixed them into contemporary sounds. And it's there's really a rich new sort of genre that's coming of it, you know.
He's so talented, everything he does. But this is one of those records when you're like, wow, we got a new Saint Germain. Yeah. I wonder if it's any good. You throw that on, and that's the song that opens the record, and you're like, oh, I'm going to be playing you an awfully lot.
I like that one.
No, yeah. Really a beautiful marriage of all of it, of world, of beats, of blues guitar and sensibilities.
I'm glad you agree.
All right, well, let's let this song take us into the next break. But when we get back, we will be finishing off this top 10 countdown, the final three songs from each of you coming. And so this is a big something special musical year in review 2015. I'm Jake Brownell. I'm here with Jeff Bury and Vicky Greger, and we will be back after the break. Welcome back to a special Big Something Musical Year in Review 2015. I'm Jake Brownell, and I'm here in the studio with Vicky Greger, music director at KRCC and the host of the Morning Music Mix, as well as Jeff Bury, program director, host of the Blue Plate Special and the Afternoon Music Mix. And we're counting down your top 10 favorite albums / songs from 2015.
This is fun, Jake, and the best is yet to come.
It is. So we've got the final three from both of you.
Kind of exciting.
So, yeah, the drum roll is, I can hear it in the distance. All right, without further ado, let's get back to it. Vicky, number three.
Well, this was one of those unexpected surprises I mentioned at the beginning of the show. One of those records that caught my eye at first because the artwork's very kind of beautiful and kind of psychedelic and sort of lovely. And I put on this song. It starts the record, and it was like, are you kidding me with this? This is amazing. Tomas Pagan-Mata, just kind of out of just nowhere. He's just doing his own little thing. And a song called Up and Away that grabs me within three notes. ¶¶
beautiful.
Just incredible music. And I'll tell you my first thoughts on hearing his vocals. It made me think of some stuff from the 60s and early 70s that I loved. I thought of Van Morrison and sort of that pastoral, lyrical, you know, just beauty that drenches so many of those songs. I thought of Jeff and Tim Buckley. I thought of what this orchestration was doing.
Maybe, you know, a little Jose Gonzalez.
Some Jose Gonzalez in there, some Jose Feliciano. Mm.
You know what I liked about this was the pedal steel. I am a sucker for pedal steel, man. And he really incorporates it so well with his vocals, and it's a beautiful album.
NPR Music invited me to add a song to their year-end mixtape, and this is the song I chose for that. Yeah, it moves me every time I hear it. It takes me somewhere else.
My head, I'm running again. I've been away.
All right, Jeff, number three.
I've got this album in heavy rotation in my cars, and I love to crank this. This is like the best of Coldplay and good old U2. It is hard rock, hard driving, serious, sad bastard music. I love this.
All right, let's take a listen.
I see a mountain in my gaze. I see it more and more each day. And what I get, it takes away. Whether I go or where I stay. I see a mountain in my gaze. I see it more and more each day. I see a fire above me. I'll drive my car without the brakes.
A group called Foals, they're from England. And everybody tells me to turn this song down. You guys have told me to turn this song down. Tammy Turwelp, our new GM, has told me to turn the song down. My girlfriend's told me to turn this. The album is always, my ears are bleeding by the time.
Because you put lots of volume on that song.
I do. I love a good loud rock and roll song.
Yeah, that sounds to me like a real kind of indie anthem in the spirit of like the last Arcade Fire album, kind of similar.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just that real big sound, very cathartic.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great.
The big music, they represent kind of the new front of the big music.
All right, Vicky, number two.
Oh,
we're getting down there.
This is hard. Not hard to pick this, though. There, you probably know this about me. If any of you who are listening to this and listen to the show, I am totally a sucker for gorgeous, big, sweeping soundscapes of music. Just that stuff that is undeniable, that gets right into your heart, and it does everything you want it to do. Like you're listening going, okay, do this chord change. Yes, thank you. Now do this. Oh my gosh, yes. That's what this song was. A great record, but this song, Bob Moses, Like It or Not.
There isn't much that you can do.
and on it goes, and it just builds and builds. 7 minutes of exquisite melody and beauty.
It's like a deep house techno meditation. Mm. You know, the thing about the lyrics in this are, they just keep repeating this line, like it or not, there isn't much you can do. And it's like you just kind of get lost in that. It's such a great.
It's like a mantra.
It's a mantra. Apply where needed. It's gorgeous music. Gorgeous music. We all need it.
Yeah, I get notes, to speak like some kind of a wine connoisseur. I'm getting notes of Radiohead a little bit,
yes,
with the Pyramid Song.
Yes.
You know, the piano in there, and then a little bit too of Fatboy Slim. I love that. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. And the production, just, yeah. I mean, it's production that goes forward, you know. You can
and the
just
whole album, again,
it.
Solid, solid album.
Bob Moses from Days Gone By,
yeah,
and Like It or Not.
All right, Jeff, number two.
Ooh,
for you.
I feel very strongly about this song. You know, I first became aware of Taylor Swift back in the fall, when her album 1989 sold like 1.2 million copies in a week. It was insane. And I thought, I better find out who this girl is. I'd seen her in tabloids, and she's cute, kind of a pop teen idol. And I went and I looked at this video for her song Shake It Off.
I stay out too late, got nothing.
It's a great, fun, happy dance. You know, I thought, okay, I get it. I can see why this sold 1.2 million copies, but it's not my cup of tea. And then a little bit later in the year, this guy named Ryan Adams redid the whole album, 1989. And this album is brilliant. I think it's brilliant. And this song, Sad Bastard, all over it. All over it. Whereas the Taylor Swift song is dancey, happy. You know, I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to shake it off, you know, like that. But Ryan Adams, man, he just, this guy talks to me.
All right, so Shake It Off, Ryan Adams. Here we go.
I stay up too late, nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. Go on too many days, I can make them stay. Cause that's what people say. That's what people say. I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind. It's gonna be alright. Cause the prayer's gonna play. The head is gonna hit. Baby, I'm just gonna shake. Shake it off, shake it off. Heartbreak is gonna break. And the fake is gonna fade. Baby, I'm just gonna shake. Shake it off.
You know, this guy's dealt with addictions. He's struggled with substance abuse. He's an oddball. But he puts that into his music, and it, you know, anybody that's had struggles can probably identify. Do you identify, Vicky?
Oh, yeah. What's really great about this is to take something that is such a top 40 pop confection, to actually hear the songs, because the talk around Taylor Swift was that she actually did know how to write a song, and it's kind of cool that she wasn't the one to show that. It was Ryan Adams.
All right, where we are right now is at the number one
Oh, no.
song of 2015, and
Vicky.
You're up.
The answer to my prayers. So this band, my love affair with them goes back to that wonderful time period in the late 80s, early 90s, the whole Madchester thing, the whole Blur versus Oasis, the whole, there's Happy Mondays, there's, you know, a 24-hour party people. Blur just always caught my imagination. The melodies, the lyrics, every record of theirs is mind-blowing as far as I'm concerned. They've gone through so much, breaking up, personnel in and out, people fighting, you know, the way you do when you've known each other since you're 17 and still trying to make music. Lots of drugs, lots of things to pull you away. In all that, Damon Albarn, who is the voice of Blur, went off and had this another amazing...
Gorillaz
just went ahead and kept it going that way for himself. Another wonderful group of musicians, but you always were hoping for that new Blur record, and they never could quite make it work. They'd get a single, they'd kind of fight and break up, so they were going to tour Japan. This would have been a few years ago, and the tour got canceled. But as long as they were all together, they went ahead and laid down some tracks because there was no pressure, no one watching them do this. And later, Damon came across all that music, probably not by accident, and went ahead and put some lyrics to it and main vocals. And that's where we came up with Blur, The Magic Whip. And the opening track to that one, Lonesome Street, gave notice that my Blur were back.
Britpop at its best.
Oh my gosh. I'll tell you what, you know, if you kind of look for what becomes what, saying goodbye maybe to the Kinks was not going to be as sad when you knew Blur was ready to take over the mantle there. Beautiful stuff, really fun record, and it sounds like they like each other again, and that's what I hear.
All right, Blur, The Magic Whip, that's number one of 2015 for Vicky Gregor, music director here. Jeff, program director, number one, 2015, what is it?
So we've been talking about our favorite songs / albums of 2015, but this doesn't qualify because it's a single. It's a single.
That's okay.
You know, Beck Hansen came into the spotlight back in the early 90s with a hit called I'm a Loser, Baby, So Why Don't You Kill Me? And it was this really kind of jarring, kind of hard to listen to song, but he had a sensibility to him, a pop sensibility. He's become this incredible songwriter, in my opinion. And he put out this single. Maybe you can speak to this. I mean, we normally don't add singles here at KRCC.
We don't chase the hits that way.
We don't
chase singles.
So why did you add this?
Because it was Beck, and I have great respect for him. This was following Morning Phase, which was a phenomenal record of last year.
Brilliant album.
And because this is one of those songs, it was meant to be a single. It's not, you know, forthcoming record to follow. It's just a one-off, and it's just so amazingly melodic. It was a hard one not to pick.
Within the first few seconds of this song, you know that you're going to be moving. This is just a great song. Dreams. It's called Dreams from Beck.
Jeff's number one pick of 2015. Here we go. Well, that does it for the 2015 Musical Year in Review. Jeff Bury, Program Director, KRCC, host of the Blue Plate Special, host of the Afternoon Music Mix, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, this was so much fun.
And Vicky, Music Director here, host of the Morning Music Mix, your friend and neighbor Vicky, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jake. You made this a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right, until next year. This episode of The Big Something was produced by Noel Black and me, Jake Brownell, for KRCC in Colorado Springs. For a full list of all the music you heard in this episode, you can head to krcc.org. Special thanks to Vicky Greger and Jeff Bury.